This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
We have just returned, my family and I, from a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Once in a lifetime, because I'm not sure that any of us could do it again, even if we wanted to. It stretched us in a lot of ways, and we were perhaps not as well prepared for it as we should have been. We went to Peru, and we hiked, and we started, we did 2 days of hiking and even camped on the way, and we started at 15,000 feet and walked down 4,000 feet, and we were very, very tired by the time we got back to the end of that hike. And we returned at the end of that hike, 2 days on out hiking, to the hotel that we had spent the night before our hike in. But we'd been out for that one night and we came back. And when we got back to that hotel, the lobby was full of a bigger group than ours, full of people who were just checking in with their European Union passports, waiting for all of those passports to be scanned so all of them could get their keys. And so we are tired and we are dirty and we are waiting our turn to receive our keys to this room. And we were patient, I think, but an act of hospitality in that moment was, I think, transformative for us, because the hotel clerk recognized our little party, even though we'd only spent one night in her hotel, and she had our keys pulled aside and in a little separate place of her desk. And while she was busily collecting all the passports from the European Union folks, she was able to just slide our keys to us because she'd already seen our passports the night before. And we were able to get to our rooms just a little bit faster because she knew us and she saw us and she made that effort of hospitality to take care of us when we were so tired from our hike. And we all got our showers faster. We all got the dinner faster. It was a gift from God, this woman's ability to see us at that moment. I thought about that when I was looking at this story between Jesus and the Canaanite woman, because she, like that hotel clerk, sees Jesus. She sees him completely, maybe beyond what the disciples can recognize in him at this moment in his ministry. She sees that he is the Son of David. She calls him Lord. And she is able to call up for him and for his disciples and all those who are around him. She recognizes in him something bigger than he had even started to do in his public ministry at this point. She reminds him and all those who are listening of the promises that Isaiah has made in the reading today. I will gather others to the house of Israel. She reminds him of the truth that Paul puts so clearly, that God has not rejected his people by expanding the promise of what he is offering. She sees him and names for him a ministry that is bigger than he has yet to take on. And in that recognition, he is a stranger in her land. He is visiting a place that is not his. He's the foreigner. It's her home. And yet, in that act of hospitality, in that act of seeing, in that act of recognizing him, both of their lives are changed. His ministry expands from that point. He is now demonstrating that the promises God is making true in Jesus' ministry are true for all people, not just for Israelites. And certainly her life has changed. Her daughter is set free from that bondage of the demon that has tormented her. They are set free by seeing each other, by that act of hospitality, her recognizing him even though he's a stranger, and he being willing to listen to her even though there are cultural boundaries that keep them apart. We can't make too much of those. Obviously, Canaanites and Israelites did interact at this time. He's traveling in that place. And surely he's not traveling in that place intending never to touch or talk or interact or share food with the people who live there. But there are some real boundaries between them. And they cross over those boundaries together. And that becomes a moment of profound healing, a gift from God, a gift to her because her daughter is set free, and a gift to the disciples and the others who watch this moment happen because they have a new understanding of what Jesus' ministry is about. This is Welcome Home Sunday for us here at St. David's. And so I hope this is a Sunday where we are practicing that kind of hospitality, where we might see one another. Old friends who've been away for the summer, new folks who are just finding their way here, people who go to a different service that maybe you haven't run into in a little bit, and that we might recognize in each other a gift from God, that we might make space to see each other, to hear each other's stories, and in that seeing, in that recognition, feel that healing power of God's work in our community. And that, I know for certain, from walking alongside you these years, spills out beyond these walls and does incredible things for our world. Amen. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.